Blog Talk Radio.
Just make it the cry of your heart.
Oh,
you. God bless you, families and friends. I just give God the praise and we give God the glory. I'm telling you once again, it is a, I don't know about you, but my soul, my spirit has just been so much been refreshed, just being interceding and being in the face of the living God. I'm telling you, it's just so refreshing. I know it put the body or put your body and put your flesh through something, but one thing about it, it's all worth it, because one thing that we know, that this fleshly body is going to it's going to pass us by one day. Amen. You know, the scripture talks about to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I just might as well just go ahead and be present with the Lord right now, Father, as seeking Him and being in His face. Thanks to God, it's a beautiful thing as you keep coming and you keep going into the presence of the living God. This is what it's all about. This is what a prayer, not even much I'm going to say a prayer, but it's just a morning gospel, you know, with some different things, a prayer, talking about the word, inspiration, you know, all kinds of different things. It's just a buffet of just receiving something to help you throughout your day. It is just a blessing and a great joy to my soul, because we have our families and friends. They be all over the world, and they just come in and be a part of us as well. And it's just a blessing to see different ones all over the world and just trust us to be their social media or internet church family. And we do not take it for granted, not only myself, but the pastoral staff as well, Pastor Smith, Pastor Kara, ADM family, that makes up the ADM family. We thank God for you. We want you to come on and be more involved. We can also do more and many things, my God, with you throughout the world. Amen. So we just need to connect. We want you to be involved. We understand that you're just listening and you've been a part of it. But God got much more for you, and He can use you right now. And we can begin to continue to empower and carry the assignment of the Lord all over the world. Australia, God bless you. We're talking about you. India, God bless you. France as well. United Kingdom, Germany, God bless you. In Norway, we thank God for you as well. Amen. And it's a beautiful thing, and we just thank God for each and every one of you for believing into us all over. Amen. The world. And we hopefully we're going to continue to touch hearts as God continues to lead us and guide us through the power and the guidance of the Holy Ghost. It is a very beautiful thing. Amen. We also thank God for our very own international family here, right here in the United States of America. We want you to come on and be a part. We can do more. I want you to be a part, but we cannot do more without you. We need you to reach out and contact with us so we can begin to do more. And we thank God for you allowing us to be in your social media family and being a family that you trust in within us. New York, we give God the praise for you. Massachusetts, we thank God. Pennsylvania, God bless you. Delaware, I do listen to. We thank God for you as well. Virginia, North Carolina, God bless you. Tennessee, God bless you. Missouri, God bless you. Illinois, God bless you as well. Michigan, God bless you. Texas, Nevada, California, God bless you as well. And right here in our own town, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, we send our special shout-outs to you as well. It's a very beautiful thing to hear all the ones all over the world just being in connection with us. And let me tell you something, we're going to have more things are going to happen. We want to empower you. I want to talk to someone that is willing to do some work and do some time, and I want you to come and connect with us. Connect with us on the scale. I know we're inspiring you and we're motivating you, but we want to be able to take the gospel all over the world. We want to be able to have our families and friends throughout the whole entire world, and we ain't going to be able to do that, amen, without you. So go ahead and choose this day, and you know what? God got an assignment in my life. There is a calling in my life that I can go ahead and tap into, and it's time for me to go ahead and be a mouthpiece and open up for God. So now let me get into a place and learning how to tap into a place to be a minister, amen, so I can be able to minister the word of God throughout the world. And I'm just so excited what He is doing, each and every one of you. God's power is moving. Things are growing by the Spirit of the living God. And I'm telling you, folks are being changed. Lives lives are being impacted. That's what it's all about. And I know that God still got greater in store for you. He still got things in store for you that we're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on pushing. We're going to keep pushing back the hands of the enemy. Amen. And we're going to claim our rightful place to be here in the spirit realm. We're going to let the enemy know that we know that it is our rightful place that we are here. Amen? And I just give God the glory. Listen, I just give God the praise. I know Mother Jackson got something that I'm going to go ahead and get ready to lead us in prayer. Right after that, we're going to get ready for our very own Brother Joe. Today is his time. Our deacon-elect just bring forth a word of inspiration. He like these short little quotes, but nevertheless, whatever it may be, we just thank God for whatever he delivered. Amen. Once again, for those that have been in 12 o'clock prayer and you back up, my God, 2 days in a row, let me tell you, my hat goes off to you. And you're going to realize that you're going to see how much cleaner your spirit is. You're going to see how much lighter you are. You're going to see how much you get something new, something different, because you continue to be in the presence of the living God where we need to be. Amen. Where you need me to be, all of us, even us, myself as well. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor Temple, this morning.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you once more, God. We thank you for another blessed day, God. Another blessed day
yes,
that you
yes.
have allowed us to see. Life after in strength, God. Oh, God, this morning we
yes.
come to magnify you, God.
Yes.
We come to glorify your holy name, God. Holy Spirit, we ask today we're invited within in the name of Jesus, God. Come in, Holy Spirit, and have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We come just to thank you, Lord, because you've been so good to us, God. You've been
yes.
good to us, God. Even when we was wrong, God, you were still good to us,
yes.
God.
Yes.
You set
yes.
our life over and over and over again, God. So we say thank you this morning, God. We thank you because you kept us out last night, God, with our mind stayed on you. With our sound, man, in the name of Jesus, God. And when you begin to blow into our vessel, God, we'll rise to the ocean, God, and begin to fall down on our knees, God, thanking you, God. And in a mighty way, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every ministry that it is today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you constantly keep them up on the wall, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let them come down, God, and continue
yes,
to let your words roll out their little clay, God, your truth, God, out of the ocean, God, that can set the captive free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We realize, God, this morning, God, that the table is spread and it's a feast going on. Oh, Boshe, God. Only if we would sit down at the table and begin to eat the word in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, you are doing a new thing in this week, oh, Boshe, Mama. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift the oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, God, we give honor this morning, huh? To Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, hallelujah, Sister Smith, and to my husband, Deacon Joe, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your joy still continually, Lord, oh, shake, God, is running over in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every sick. That's what that it is today, God. And we continue to say and stand on your word by your stripes. We are already healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, let us continue to stand on your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every youth that it is today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, continue to shield them and protect
yes.
them from all hurt, harm, or danger, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh, Boshe, God. We ask that, oh, Boshe, this morning that you begin to walk down the hospital aisle. God, the nursery home, God,
yes.
Oboche, God, the mental anesthetist, God, Oboche, God, oh, make a change, God, God, Oboche, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, that he's over
yes.
and God, in the name of, hey, glory, God, thank you this morning, God, for doing what you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we lift our churnings up to you, God, this morning, God. The one is disobedient to the Most High, God. Oh God, we send your minister, ain't the bumper of Most High, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And begin to minister to their spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we'll speak out of the Most High, God. All is well with our kids, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Because we know you're mighty, God. Oh God, we know you're doing what you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to stretch us to that number before. In the name of Jesus, Continue to wash us in your blood, God. Continue to purge us, God. Everything in us is not like you, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus is cleansing it right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every spiritual mother that it is, God. Oh, continue to shield her and protect her in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Build a fence around her, the Moshe, God. Let her continue to pour out wisdom to the Moshe, God. And to your people, to the youth and all, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you today, God. We lift up our spouse up to the Moshe, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to minister to them, God. Make them the man that they need to be in you, God. Let them know they are wired to the Moshe in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, a wiser than the Levite son of the Moshe, the gift and the we out, calling on the name of Jesus, how the Moshe, walking it through, demanding the Levite son of the Moshe, and then the enemies of the Moshe, loosing the mighty name of Jesus, how the Moshe, let him know he knows the way out from here in the morning. I gave you all of your tools, right? Why are you sitting up in here? And the man that he has to leave in the name of Jesus, the God of Moshe, God, and the name of Jesus, God. We speak peace in our home, God, of the Moshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, of the Moshe, God. Oh, God, how we thank you. How you thinking that you're saving them still a man today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us realize. Don't let us give up, God, of the Moshe, on the one that's in the crack, God. Don't let us give up on the one that's alcohol, of the Moshe, God. Don't let us give up on the one that's murdering, God, of the Moshe, God. Oh, God, can we realize our power is in your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us begin to stand fast in the Moshe, God, and speak your word, O Moshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, out of the Moshe, God. Thank you, Lord, of the head. Thank you, Lord, for separating us from peoples and things. I'm not walking like you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for raising us, O Moshe, God, raising sanctified witnesses, O Moshe, God, that don't mind calling on the name of Jesus, God. Don't mind kneeling to their heart down. Don't mind calling on you, Haruboshe, God. We realize that it's power in the name of Jesus. It's power in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you for what you be out, Haruboshe, doing. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, Haruboshe, God. Oh, God, we continue to cry out, creating us a king, God. Renew that right spirit within us, God. Oh, God, let us keep our eyes on you, God. Let us keep our eyes on you, God. Not to the left, not to the right, but straight ahead, focusing on you, God. In your word, my son, God. We thank you today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we bless your name this morning, God. We'll say hallelujah, God, because it is a high. Praise God. You're worthy to be praised, God. We realize, God, that you're the best teacher. Thank you for teaching us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, these things we ask this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We give you a yes. We give you a yes. We give you a yes on this morning. Separating our ocean. We welcome you in our life today, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Lord, we welcome you. You are welcome to come in. You are welcome to come on our jobs. You are welcome to come in our life. You are welcome to come in our home. We welcome you in. We give you the glory. We magnify your holy name. somebody just go ahead and worship him this morning. Take a time and just go ahead and worship him. I know you're doing it at 12 a.m. tonight, or this morning. And it's just something about just giving God the praise. It's just something about giving God the worship. It's just something about magnifying his holy name. Because I got to give him the praises. You got to just go ahead and give him the praises. And we just welcome you, God. We welcome you all over the world. We allow you to have access to come in our homes. Allow you to have access to come in our secret places. Allow you to access into us. If we just walk in you. I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Spirit of the living God. I know the Holy Ghost is shaking somebody. If you need to be shaken this morning, I beg you to get your mind into a place. Just a place of worship. And let the Holy Ghost begin to shake your life. Begin to shake the different things that is within. I know that the Spirit of the living God is just bringing a little shaking inside of you. And I'm telling you right now, that's the place to be at. And I just give him the praise and we give him the glory. We, God, we thank you for who you are. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Shake us, Holy Ghost. Shake our spirit. Shake our life. Give you access to shake the very thing, man. We shall totally submit unto you. We totally submit to you and the Holy Ghost. We give you the glory. Shake us, Lord. And I'm here to tell you that everything that the enemy told you is a lie. Everything that the enemy tries to take from you, it shall not be. This is the season that you shall conquer. You shall be the winner. You shall be the one that is victorious. Because greater that is in he that is in the world. Oh my God. I feel a shaking in the Holy Ghost. I feel a shaking in the Spirit of the living God. I feel it shaking. And I'm telling you right now, we just give God the glory and we give him the praise. And I know that the Spirit of the living God is just shaking back and forth. It is a blessing, my God Almighty, to have the Spirit of the Lord to just dwell in your dwelling places. Even in our things of God, the Spirit of the Lord is not there everywhere. Even though for those that some that claims he is, the Spirit of the Lord is not. And it's a blessing that the Spirit of the Lord is dwelling with you in your home and in your job. It's a blessing that the Holy Spirit is walking with you. There are those that wish and desire to have the presence of God to be around them. And you're still trying to learn and trying to tap in. You right now, you have the Spirit of the living God with you right now. It is a blessing. You just go ahead and give God a worship and give God a praise. I know many of you might be tired, but let me tell you something. I know an adversary that works 7 days a week, 24 hours. He never come off his job. And I just give God the glory that we have a spirit within inside of us. He never come off their job. And we could just stay into the presence of the living God and allow God to shake us and keep continuing to shake us. I don't know about you. I just love the season where God calls us to thrust in the Holy Ghost. He calls us to be, to labor and call us to be into a place of sacrifice. I'm telling you, you're going to be stronger. You're going to be bigger. You're going to be more. I'm telling you, you're going to be walking into the fortune and the divine will of God. Just allow the Holy Ghost continue to shake you in the spirit. And I just give God the glory and we give him the praise, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 What a blessing. What a blessing it is to serve the Spirit of the living God. And guess what? He chose you. He chose you. He chose you. He chose you. Regardless of where you come from, regardless of what your past may be, regardless of what you don't do, he still chose you to work with him. And I got to give him a glory for all that there. The man's going to say, you can't walk with them. They don't want to have nothing to do with you. They don't even want to dwell in the conversation with you. And here comes the Spirit of the Lord say, you come. Come and walk with me. Come and talk with me. Come and be with me. It's a blessing when we have a God that wants us to walk with him. When others said no, and the others feel no, 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 no. And God say, yes, yes, yes. It is a blessing. Yes, hallelujah. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you right now, the Spirit of the living God is surely my God. I don't know about you, but by now, your home shall be charged, you shall be charged, and the Spirit of the living God is manifesting. How the Spirit of the living God has just been dwelling. We've been in intercession. Let me tell you something. We're going to continue to keep going up and up and up. I just bless the living God and bless his holy name. Listen, your spirit is going to get a workout with ABM. We want you to keep on coming and get the workout. This is the sacrifice that God is talking about. This is the giving that God is talking about. He wants you to give yourself. Amen. Give yourself. Amen. When you begin to give yourself to the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord, you're going to see how much it pays off. You're going to see how it pays off. And I don't know about you. I say this all the time. I'd rather have a blessing that comes from the covenant or comes from the Lord or have something that comes through a principle or comes through. Because one thing about the blessings of the Lord, the Bible says it make it rich and it addeth no sorrow. So therefore, I really have the blessings of the Lord to make it rich in my life, not only in my life, my wife's life, my home life, amen, and that it added no sorrow. And I'm telling you right now, the Spirit of the living God is ready to make things rich inside of you and in your life, amen. God bless you, Brother Joe. We're going to bring our very own, the deacon-elect, Brother Joe, on the line, amen, to just give us a word of inspiration, amen. God bless you, deacon-elect Joe.
Good morning. Amen. God bless you also, Pastor.
Good morning. Today, good morning, Deacon.
Good morning. first of all, I'd like to give praise to my higher power, which is God.
Yes.
I'd also like to give thanks and honor to you, Pastor-elect Apostle. I'd like to give thanks to First Leticia Spencer. I'd like to give thanks to Pastor Smith and his wife, and also Pastor Carolyn. I'd like to give thanks to the ABM Frontline, the deacons, and all the people that come to share the word of God with us.
Amen.
A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commands knowledge, but the mouth of fools pour out folly. The eyes of the Lord is every place. Keep him watch on the evil and the good.
Yes.
A gentle tongue is a tree of life.
Amen.
Where prevalence and its break in spirit. A fool despises his father's instruction. But whosoever heeds reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous treasure. But trouble befalls the income of the wicked. The lips of the wise spreads knowledge.
Amen.
Not the hearts of fools. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination to the Lord. But the prayers of the upright is accepted to him.
Amen.
The way of the wicked is abomination to the Lord. But he loves him who pursues righteousness.
Yes.
So today I came to see if I could touch someone with a little wisdom, a little knowledge, and a little understanding. We must speak with wisdom and respect and kindness. We speak with authority.
Yes.
Our prayers are always answered by God. And also remember, wise lips spread knowledge and understanding and wisdom. Have a blessed day.
Brother Joe, that's it?
I knew you were going to do it.
Amen.
No, sir. No, sir, Pastor. Also, God does watch everyone.
Yes, he does.
Everywhere. You know, it's amazing. You think, how can he watch everything and everyone? He does. He has that kind of... He's so amazing. also the tree of life. What you speak out of your mouth, that tongue, that little pink wiggly thing.
That's
right. It can give you happiness. It can give you joy. But it also can create so many problems. Depends on
That's
the
right.
way you use it. Just like the law. The law can work for you and it can work against you. Depend on how you use it. You speak kindness. You speak with authority. You give people respect. And you will get
That's
that
right.
in return. The way you present yourself as to God, you should present yourself to others. The way you
yes.
feel about God, you should feel about others. Not only just the saints, but the people of the world.
Yes.
You know? So, as I say, you must be content with what you
yes.
do for God. Because he understands. He hears you. He sees you. He knows the moves that you need to make in order to bring yourself up so you can go out and speak to others about the words of God for what you've learned. See, the Bible is a book of knowledge on how to live God's way and to abide by his rules and his and give you some kind of understanding on what you should and what you should not do.
Amen.
So if you can abide by the Bible, you can survive in this world, you survive in heaven, and who knows wherever else. But God comes first. Put God first. And everything
yes.
you do, everything you think about doing. If you have problems, talk to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you have pains, talk to God.
Yes, Lord.
Prayers.
Amen.
Prayers will bring on blessings.
Yes.
Blessings bring on miracles. If you need a miracle in your life, a physical miracle, talk
yes.
to God. Tell him, call him up and tell him what you need. You don't have to go down to the hospital. Your hospital is right there with you. Open your book. Open your heart. Open your mind. And let God come in.
Yes.
He will heal you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Man, Brother Joe, he's spoken like a true deacon. Amen.
Oh,
that is a very good wise word. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you, saints of God, please take in what he's saying. And that goes all across the board. And that's just some wisdom that we could use and you could just take in for your own personal life. You got to understand something, that basically what he basically saying, do not provoke. A lot of times we provoke different things and things that happen in our life with our tongue.
Amen.
We provoke different things. We see different things. Some of us want to show people how much Holy Ghost we have, how good we have. I say, I fight your battle. Amen. We do
Amen.
That in our own personal relationship. And we got to watch the things that we say. We got to watch things that we trigger. We got to watch different things like that.
Oh,
because
yeah.
you say he's on your he's with you, he's walking with you, but he don't want you to begin to provoke things. Amen. Sometimes we
Man.
Can provoke our own inner torment. We can provoke
yes.
our own wrath. And by the things that we slay, the slickness that comes out of our mouth. And you know, and let me be honest, Mother Jackson and Deacon.
Yes.
Matt, sometimes we saints of God, we could be the biggest one to have a slickness that comes out our mouth.
Amen. Amen.
And with the same tongue, we jump up and just start speaking in tongues and God to pray.
Come on.
But
Amen.
We just got slick, or we
yes.
just gospel,
mm-hmm.
or we just talked about somebody,
hey,
and we
yes.
still giving God the praise with the same tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So what God calls that? God calls that evil.
Amen.
What Brother Joe was just, Deacon Joe was just talking about, God calls that evil. Amen.
Yes.
He's slow to speak.
Amen.
He's telling you to have wisdom. Before you say something, think about it first.
Amen.
Before you speak
Amen.
Something, you think about it first. Don't
yes.
just be one, just shoot off because this is what you figured, this is what you think. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let good that you do be evil spoken of.
Amen.
So many people did so much of good. They all did so many good things. But because of their mouth, because
yes.
of the looseness of their lips,
amen.
They found the work that they've done be evil spoken of.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm.
So let's begin to guard ourselves with wisdom. Let's begin to
yes.
guard what we say with wisdom. Let's begin to, you know, begin to talk with wisdom. Let's begin to slow it down. Amen. Let's begin
amen.
To watch what we say. Because you got to understand something. What may not offend you might offend somebody else. What
amen.
Not, what you might not take as an offense, somebody else might take it as an offense.
Yes.
So we
got
to make sure as things of God and as people of God, something we just got to slow down. You're going to get angry at times. You're going to get upset at times. Some things you ain't going to like.
Amen.
But one thing about it, you can provoke some issues with your tongue. You can provoke
oh,
things
amen.
In your life with your tongue. Amen. As God was
amen.
Begin to pray, as we begin to pray on yet last night at 12 a.m., God began to having us to announce different things, and we begin to break different things and rewrite our future, our destiny, our plan. We begin to rewrite. And that's one thing that we want to make sure we are rewriting, because the adversary, he loves to use that tongue. He loves to use your personality. He loves to
yes,
use
he do. Amen.
To rewrite your future. Amen. If we could just,
about,
just take a minute and think about it. If we just had, if we said something or held something differently back then, we'd have a better outcome than when we went through. If all of us could
amen.
Look and confess, if we think about some things, how we handle and what we said and how we went about it, we had a different outcome than what we had. Amen? So let's begin
amen.
To take that wisdom where we are right now and what we know and what we understand right now. Begin to write something about positivity. Begin to write, begin to sow great seeds. Begin to do different things. Amen? One thing that
amen.
I like to do, you got to be, you got to understand, we all have feelings. We have feelings. God knows we do. Some things that just make me grip my teeth. And I grip my teeth before the people. Amen? But before the Lord,
yes.
that's who I release to. That's who I vent to.
Yes.
That's who I talk to. That's who I say,
amen.
God, this here, this joker here, you know, that's who you release to. Amen? So you just don't want to keep it inside, but it's who you release it to. It's who
man.
It's who you've been to. And I really release it and let and release it and vent to a God that I know will take it, a God that I know understand where I come from, a God that I know, amen. And I give
amen.
God the glory. Well done, Brother Joe, Deacon Joe. It was a beautiful thing. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, we gotta be more, we gotta have more wisdom in that area. And let's gain the wisdom that we have. That area. Let's not be ones that we could go around and prophesy in tongues and all that there. The next thing you know, you got a tongue of a gossiper. You got a tongue of a liar. You got a tongue to provoke different things to happen. Y'all hear me? You got a tongue of a person that walks with deception. Your
come on, amen.
Motives.
Yes.
So let's not be that way. Let's be individuals that where what we speak and what we say, that is what it is. Amen. And let's not
amen.
Have two different types of tongues. One to somebody and one
amen.
Somebody. One in front of somebody and one to somebody else. Let's be individuals that we love God, because at the end of the day, the Lord calls it evil. It is
amen.
Evil. And you already know what God do with evil. He disowned evil.
Oh, yes.
Evil is not a plant or something that is connected to him.
Amen.
So for that moment, what he looked upon and he said evil, you just wasn't connected to him for that moment. So anything could have happened to you in that moment.
Amen.
So let's not play with our life. Let's not play with different things. Let's begin to control.
Amen.
Let's begin to write our future, write our destiny with nothing but positive, with nothing but the joy, the peace, and the plan of the Lord. Amen?
Yes.
What a
amen.
Day. Amen. Much jazz and great job. My God, always, my God, good job. Always a great job. Always a great job, Mother Helen. And I think we got a birthday coming on tomorrow as our very own Mother Helen. We make sure we bring her on in tomorrow and just to celebrate with her. Wish I have a birthday. Mother Helen, I know you'll probably be listening. You need to go and get a message. I love for people that has a birthday. They begin to release a message, release something in the spirit realm. Amen. That
amen.
As they get ready to walk. Amen. And I just thank
yes.
God for you. I know God has greatness inside of you. You can't be thinking about leaving here just yet because you just beginning to live. Amen. And we
amen.
Just begin to enjoy the gift that God gave to the body. We're enjoying
amen.
It right now. So, amen. So, we got more time. Amen. So, like saints of God, we thank God for each and every one of you. It's always a blessing to worship with you. I just take my hats off to those that have been pushing their way from 12 a.m. back to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. back again to 12 a.m. I thank you. Hats off to our leaders and our different ones that is still in the press and sacrificing right now because they've been going in 12 a.m. get back up to going to 7 a.m. Then we got the 6, 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. prayer time and meeting
amen.
Time right back at it, 12 a.m. again. It's a beautiful thing because you're going to see how much, you're going to see what the benefit it is giving your spirit a workout like that and being into the presence of the living God. Amen. Trust me,
amen.
My God Almighty is in the spirit where things take place and where it happens at. And I'm just so happy to be able to guide you. Dollars, some might be like, you know, this is a little difficult. I know, just keep on going. And over some time, you'll get used to it and you're going to love it. And you're going to see the benefit of it. Amen. The saints of God,
amen.
If you're not a part and you have not called in, try to meet up with ADM Women's. I want you to meet with them. They got a reference coming up. The last one that they had, it's overseas. Expectation. Let me tell you something. That Whitney
man.
And Lady, that's pretty hard to do because that we know that the greatness that God has in people, and we want to see every bit of the greatness come out of the people. And when it overseed, oh my God, that means we have. That means it's an area into individual that we ain't even tapped into yet. That God
amen.
Put inside of them. Amen. Amen. So I'm expecting something
amen.
Much greater on this. So I want you to come and be a part. If you got any questions, contact Ms. Anita at 404-451-6993. Amen. I want you to begin
amen.
To contact her and let's come on and be a part. I want you to come
yes.
and be a part. If you need transportation, let her know. Just hey, I want to be a part, but I need some transportation. Amen. I want to come on and worship with you all. Listen, saints of God, we are not going to be into 12 a.m. tonight, but we're going to be right back at it at 12 a.m. Saturday, Friday, Saturday morning. That's that Friday going into Saturday. We're going to be right back into 12 a.m. Let's finish up this week strong. Let's finish up this week on a positive note. Let's go ahead and be a
amen.
Completer. Amen. And I want you to do
amen.
Something for me, family, ADM family, brothers and sisters. Call your brothers and sisters. Go ahead and just encourage them. Ask them where they're at. Ask them, my God, you want to push them because we want them to be able to finish. You finish. We want everyone to finish. Amen. To
yes.
see the thank the presence of the Lord that He has for them.
Man.
And they'll begin to see the strength. They'll begin to see how much benefit that it is to being in the face of the Lord that way. Amen. I want you to remember
amen.
Something. I want you to begin to go on a Saturday, going into Sunday. Make sure you up your clocks 1 hour. Amen. We're going into daylight. I'm not going to say saving because coming out of the saving time, we fast forwarding it 1 hour. Amen. So I want you to come in and up your clocks on that Saturday into Sunday 1 hour. Amen. And I want to see
amen.
You in the house around about 10 o'clock this Sunday. Amen. Because God is to begin to give teaching. Amen. And I've just been waiting when He want to release it onto the people of God. It's going to be in our ministry session. Amen. Well, so the following at the end of this month on a Sunday, we're going to have more. Going to be deep into and begin to show the gifts of the Lord is coming now. But we just give a little bit of help to those about hearing the voice of God. We're going to give some clarities. We're going to give some edifying. Some of us, we hit the missing and different things like that.
Yes.
To help you to clean it up. We're going to clean it up a little bit more and break down some things and break down some information to you that is going to be very vital and very important. So I want you to see you in the house for that. Listen, you don't remember, don't forget, they have the talent show. If you haven't got your ticket, please get it. They are leaving. They are going. We don't want you. We don't want to have to tell you that. Listen, we all out. We don't have no room. It's open packed. We cannot bring in anymore because of the fire marshal and different things like that. We don't want to do that, man. We got so many headliners coming from all over. It's going to be a blessing unto us. And I want you in the house to just worship with us and just see the different anointing and different gifts that those in the body of Christ have to give to the body of Christ. Beautiful thing that is just going to sit back and see what God's going to get ready to release to the body. And we're just going to be in a facility where we all can enjoy it all at once. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. God, you're not doing in the thing. We want you to come and be a part of the KDM family. If you don't have a church home, if you're looking for a church home, we want you to come and check us out. Come and check the ABM family out. See what we're all about. Okay, with I'm okay if individuals just want to come in and stack and they got the connection going on. Hey, I'm okay. We'll allow you to see. We'll allow you to see because we don't have nothing to hide here. It ain't nothing but Jesus over here. Amen. And I just thank God for the meetings that he have. And I know that God, that they are very untrustworthy. So I want you to come and be part of the family. We just don't want you to keep continuing to listen. But we want you to connect. Amen. I thank God once again. I give a shout out to my beautiful wife, First Kitty, Leticia Spencer. Amen. And I just give a shout out to the ABM family. It's a beautiful thing. You just don't know how my heart, begin to just weep to see you all in prayer, to see you push, to see different things. And I just got that knowledge. I know it can be difficult. I understand that. Amen. But I got to lead you to the well for where you won't never thirst again. But if you don't stay at the well, at least you know where it's at. Amen. At least you know what you must do. That's not only for ABM family, but that's for you all over the world. And as a family, we like to send a love to all our listeners and partners all over the world. We say thank you for trusting the God within us. We say thank you for the message, such an inspiration, an impact all over the world. We say thank you, amen, from the bottom of our heart. Those that have been with us for about 3 and 4 years, my heart says thank you. I know that you are trusting us and you are believing with us. I thank you from the bottom of our heart. Saints of God is just a beautiful thing. Listen, I want you to begin to seek the spirit of the living God. Finish up this consecration week. We got fasting next week. We're going to be right back into the presence of the Lord. We know we usually take Monday off on all Mondays. We usually take that morning off at 7 a.m. Well, this coming Monday, we are going to take it off. We're going to be back into prayer. I'll be here at 7 a.m. and we're still going to have the 7 p.m. Amen. And we're going to be in that 7 p.m. prayer for that whole week next week. And we want you to come and be a part. Amen. Come and be a part.
Amen.
Let the Spirit of the Lord be taking your spirit higher and higher and higher. Listen, I'm going to get out of here. I thank my God. I might get a high five, First Lady. I think this is my first time I've
been
proper etiquette. I feel good about it. I hope so, y'all. Amen. So I thank God once again in the ABM family. Thank you once again. Let's continue to keep prayer. But until then, this time at tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we like to tell you, you love you. You stay on the wall. You keep praying. And we want you to begin to reach out to somebody and make sure you're encouraging them. They can come across the finish line with you. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen.